Today's Modern Smoker.
Today, big news coming out of Washington. The president endorses gay marriage. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with the fine folks, the true insiders from Talk Radio News. The Queen, Ellen Ratner, joins us. Ellen, that's obviously the news of the day. Huge, huge news. What do you make of Obama finally coming all the way through?
Well, first of all, he's still saying that the states have to decide. But basically, he's saying that his position has evolved, that people have the ability to get the rights. I think that after what happened in North Carolina yesterday in terms of the constitutional amendment, I think he realizes he's probably not going to get North Carolina. He has no reason not to come out strong on this because he can look like a leader. He can get money from the gay community, et cetera. I think it was very calculated, and that's fine.
Yeah, I agree with you. Very calculated, as you said, money that he can also use as he's campaigning and they continue to amass more of the war chest. Opposite
right.
for Mitt Romney, who was tap dancing a little bit too, now he's gone in the completely opposite direction, hasn't he?
Yes, he has, and he's even opposed to civil unions. Well, sorry, guy, you were governor of a state that had marriage. I mean, it's pretty outrageous when you think about it.
Yeah, so he just changed. He swapped. And he said the media, I saw something with him today, he said the media should judge whether the president had changed positions on the issue of same-sex marriage because of what you just said, because he was political maneuvering and saying that he didn't change his view, that it's always been the same.
Well, I mean, when he was in Massachusetts, he was much more supportive of gay rights than Teddy Kennedy, he said. And he at one point he said he was going to seek full equality for gay and lesbians. Give me a break. This guy isn't deciding, you know, he goes whichever way the wind goes.
Flip-flopper. Yeah.
You know something, I have something, Kate, that I picked up, I think, well, it was 4 years ago, so it had to be, you know, at the 2008 election.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at CPAC. And people don't remember it, but they were giving out these little flip-flops, and each one had a different flip-flop of Romney. And I took it at the time and made a mobile out of it.
So you still have the flip-flop. I love it.
I do, because I have a whole sort of bunch of all kinds of, you know,
mementos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I love that. Yeah, you ought to trot that one out for Tampa. Get him to sign it.
Oh, that's
there you go.
Of course, I won't get near him, but that's a good idea. I ought to bring it to Tampa, except I'm afraid somebody would steal it.
Yeah, there you go.
Too good.
One last thing, Senator Lugar, we talked a little bit about this the other day, but there's still a lot of reaction to Lugar not getting reelected after, 36 years technically on the Hill. The Tea Party still has some power, huh?
Well, they certainly do, and I think that they're trying to exercise it. The question is it enough? I just had dinner with two of my Republican friends, and they're absolutely convinced that there's going to be a complete the Tea Party, this guy is going to be the senator. There's no chance that the Democrat will make it. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I wonder about that, too. We'll see, but there is a good chance because they got a lot of money behind them, for sure. There's no doubt about that. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. All right, coming up for the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, part of Odds and Ends. If you live in a one-horse town, you won't lose the mail. Whew. Thank goodness. I love some of those beautiful one-horse towns. You may be listening to us in one of those small towns. Why should the rural folks be screwed over versus the city people with the bigger post offices? So, at least for now, you have staved off elimination, my friends. Although some hours will be cut, so you'll have to make sure you check the hours. If you do the snail mail thing, because so many people don't even use it anymore. They pay everything online. They send birthday cards online. You don't get as much mail except for the junk mail. You still get a little bit of the junk mail, but even that's been cut back. Speaking of cutting things out, Putin stiffs Obama. Yeah, the Russians not going to represent at the G8 in Chicago or Camp David. So what's up with that? Is there something going up a little more sinister in Russia? Or no, there's other things happening now with Putin since he has been reelected and he's in his position of power back in the mother country, and he has other things going on, like saddling up to China to look for as much oil as they can possibly find, because we're not allowed to go and tap into some of those sources. Also, the Justice Department goes after Sheriff Joe. This has been coming for a long time. I heard through a pretty good source they're going to really try to hit him hard and knock him down. We'll see what happens with that, because he certainly still has a lot of supporters in the great state of Arizona. But you heard at the top what I said. The big story is the president. Some call it evolving on same-sex marriage. Some say a brutal mistake by supporting same-sex marriage. You heard Ellen there clarify that still the president says, well, it's up to the states. It's up to the states. I wanted you to hear what he talked about, a little bit of it, where he said it was a generational thing. So listen to this. Today, big news coming out of Washington.
You know, it's interesting. Some of this is also generational. You know, when I go to college campuses, sometimes I talk to college Republicans who think that I have terrible policies on the economy or on foreign policy, but are very clear that when it comes to same-sex equality sexual orientation, that they believe in equality. They're much more comfortable with it. You know, Malia and Sasha, they've got friends whose parents are same-sex couples. And, you know, there have been times where Michelle and I have been sitting around the dinner table and we've been talking and about their friends and their parents. And Malia and Sasha, it wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friends' parents would be treated differently. It doesn't make sense to them. And frankly, that's the kind of thing that prompts a change of perspective.
Okay, so you hear the president trying to work his way through it, saying, well, look at the younger generation. Really, this is where we're headed. And they don't really care about same-sex marriage. They're used to it. They've seen it. He used his daughters as the example. They go to school with kids who have parents that are the same sex. Will this cost him when it comes to people going to the polls? Or, as Ellen pointed out, he's going to get a truckload of money from the lesbian, gay groups that are out there, certainly, and there are many different groups that will be happy that he came out and did this, although still saying that it's up to the states. But what does it cost him endorsement-wise from other groups? For example, a lot of Hispanics not happy, or Latinos, which is now the politically correct way to say it, they're not happy about the endorsement. So this could be risky for him. How's it play for you, America? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I do and I don't, to be sure, as in most marriages, right? A friend of mine called me up today who is very conservative and said, you know what? Obama is backing same-sex marriage. Great. Now the people that get married that are of the same sex can feel what it's like to go through divorce, he said in a very cynical way. So the don't is Mitt Romney, who said that he's opposed to gay marriage. He just said that marriage is between a man and a woman, and he was speaking after a campaign event in Oklahoma City. He said his position on same-sex marriage is unchanged despite the Obama shift. He said, I have the same view on marriage that I had when I was governor. I believe marriage is a relationship between a man and a woman. I have the same view I've had since I was running. And these comments were on the heels of Obama telling ABC News, that's how the story broke, that he backs the rights of same-sex couples to go ahead and take that walk down the aisle. And he's not on the ropes anymore. He's not on the ropes anymore. He certainly has jumped into the deep end of the pool, but hedging his bets a little bit, still saying in the end that gay marriage should be legal. Republicans, the RNC, is saying, you know what, Obama played politics on same-sex marriage. And I wonder, when you look at what are your top concerns, your top issues for 2012 as we are drowning in debt. We've got problems with taxes. Our deficit is out of this world. Where would this even come up on the radar of your top five? You know, the struggle, the tug of war over identifying what states are agreeing to same-sex marriage, what states are pressing for that to become a reality, and this is something, this tug of war has been going on for a long time. There have been initiatives on many ballots, as you know. And I think of the top five things, I know of the top five things, no offense to this coming out, but it wouldn't be on my top five hit list right now. Right this second, it wouldn't be on the list. Number one, because this is churning and burning through the states, just like we saw with North Carolina. They said no way, and that was it. And certainly at this point, that's what it is, cherry picking from state to state, state to state. I know some of you have some hot opinions on this, and you're dying to jump on. You just can't remember the number. We have a new number, yes, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Even Highlight, one of my favorites, he's Mr. Chatter, he's great. He jumps on, and what is he saying? Jobs, yes. Troops, yes. Of course, it would be much further down on the list. Much further down on the list. You might view this a little bit differently. You know what to do. Jump on that line. That's how you can get a hold of us. Or send me a note at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Here's what the RNC is saying. The chairman of the Republican National Committee says the endorsement by the president of same-sex marriage is simply a chess move. It's politics, baby. And Obama is playing politics on the issue. And he's pushing our presumptive nominee, Mitt Romney, to be pretty clear on his, and which he is pretty clear. The RNC chairman, of course, is Rents Priebus, and he says, we support maintaining marriage between one man, one woman, and would oppose any attempts to change that. Any attempts to change that. I already told you what Romney said, and you know now certainly what the president has said. My mailbox overfloweth with people with comments on the president coming through on an ABC interview and saying that he endorses same-sex marriage. And by the way, the money started to really flow once he did that, meaning a lot of people from the West Coast up the ante and started to donate more. You heard at the top, if you were tuned into that, that Romney has had the problem of flip-flopping, and many of you, even if you support him, know that he's flip-flopped on some things. But some people say Obama is really the one who is the bigger flip-flopper, and this is just another one of those things that he's doing, trying to reach the people with money for now to placate them, because that's what it's about. So what is the difference between Romney and Obama? The I do and the I don't. And what is the thing that we're looking for? What are we hoping happens as we head into 2013 and we look where we're at in 2012? You know, for my money, how I feel. The Obama administration is ineffective, and I think it's because of flip-flopping. I think that's the name of the game, trying to placate too many people. And I do believe, of course, this is politics, but isn't it all about the politics of getting elected for everyone, no matter where they stand on some of these issues? So who has the money? Who holds the purse strings? And that's really why this was pushed to the edge. Now, this is why it was pushed to the edge, because after the marriage announcement, after the president saying what he felt, how he thought that same-sex couples should be able to be married, and he saw it through his daughter's eyes and the generational thing, all that stuff I let you hear at the top, then he went on a money grab. So, as I said, the handwriting was on the wall. I got a text message immediately. I went out to lunch. After lunch, I was bombarded. You know, when you actually have a conversation and you don't look at your phone, and then you, oh man, an hour and a half, I look at my phone, look at everything that I have found. So just hours after endorsing same-sex marriage, he sent an explanation of the decision to supporters. And what he said at the end, because I got a copy of this, he requested, somebody forward me a copy, he requested a donation to his re-election campaign. In fact, this was what I would pluck out of the email. He said, today I was asked a direct question. I gave a direct answer. I believe that same-sex couples should be allowed to marry. Now, why don't you pony up and give me some money? And then the last line was that. More than 1.9 million people like you power the campaign. If you can, please donate today. And I'm going to tell you later how much money Obama raised on Wednesday. How much money did he raise? Okay, so the number is 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. A couple of quick emails here. I want to squeeze this in. One from Marge listening to us in Vermont, WVMT, our longtime affiliate, great affiliate there. Marge says, no way on the gay marriage thing. I have to say, I have a few friends who are gay. I love them dearly. They know how I feel. They always give me abuse for it, Kate, but I stand my ground. I don't waffle. And it seems to me that the president is definitely pandering so that he can pick the pockets of the gay people. And he knows that it will be up to the states inevitably anyway. So it's a safe bet. Here's one from Tank listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Tank says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I love listening to your show. I get up in the morning when I go running. I tune you in. I wish I could call the show, but I'm not getting you on live because, of course, by then you're probably already in bed. But that's besides the point. I want to say that I heard what the president had to say about gay marriage. I am a conservative male who certainly will tolerate gay people. I don't have an issue with somebody being gay, but I do have an issue with the marriage thing. And I'm not a married man, but I have been. I think marriage is between a man and a woman without a doubt. And besides which, do they really want to step into the problems the rest of us have once we get the certificate? This is from a divorced man. That's what he says. This is from a divorced man. Kind of like the joke that I told you. All right. Got another one here. The Buzz says, wow, this is radioactive. The president drops a grenade saying that he respects the beliefs of others and the right of religious institutions to act with their own doctrines. But he thinks that in the eyes of the law, all Americans should be treated equally. And where states enact same-sex marriage, no federal act should invalidate them. That plays into the whole let the states decide. What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're going to mix in a few other treats as well coming up.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
For this presidential run in 2012, be it that you're supporting Barack Obama to get another four, or Mitt Romney or somebody else to jump in there instead, would you put this gay marriage thing on the radar in the top five? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I know you're just dying to chomp in on this one. Hey, I've got something to tell you as we move along here in a little bit of odds and ends. Press 4. If you go to the website, and I'm waving actually right now on the website, you can see I've got my children.org shirt, easy for me to say, shirt on. This is a shirt that I got from my pal Dolores. She's one of the upper-level people in this organization. Actually, it's a great organization because... as many of you know, I went to Ecuador 4 years ago, and I support a kid in Ecuador, Jose, and I went down and I met him, saw him, and saw the conditions that they were living in Guayaquil, and it was really very eye-opening, and almost all their money goes right to the kids, right to the family. It's one of those things where you pay like $25-$30 a month. And after being there, I certainly felt like I could do something. And many of the listeners at the time jumped on board, too, and did the same thing. And it was very, very heartwarming, I think, to see that. And we've had Hannah Teeter on, who's the big snowboarder. And since she was a little girl, her parents taught her about that, living in Vermont. And she, coincidentally, has adopted some kids in that sense through children.org, too. So she's a big spokesperson person form. Somebody asked me, by the way, what my shirt was, so that's why I feel like I need to explain it to you. All right, the other thing I need to explain is if you go to the website, you will also see right above me, I'm pointing to it, something that says press 4 on it. And what that is we are giving away an iPhone. Yes, in the next 2 weeks, all you have to do is get press 4. I'm holding it up. If you get press 4, and you can have any kind of phone, you don't have to have an iPhone. You can have an Android or one of those old-fashioned flip phones, and you can get press 4. It's very cool because you can communicate other ways with me during the day, all that kind of stuff. If you have a rant, they'll ask the keyword. You say America Tonight rant, and then you let your rant go. But for the contest, once you do it, all you have to do is say America Tonight contest, and then bing, like that, you're entered. You can do it every single day for the next 2 weeks, and somebody will win an iPhone. If you can't get out of your phone contract, don't whine to me, because guess what? You'll get $199 instead. Just thought I would throw it out there. So it's very, very cool. It's right up here above me if you're looking at the website, or just go to americatonight.net. Do I need any further explanation? I feel like I'm at one of Obama's press conferences, and it's the reporter that's asking the same question, right? You know, and he says it over and over and over and over again. Couple of other things. One, this has to be Hall of Shame material, and I don't even know why I'm bringing it up, because it's just such a layup, other than I hope he doesn't wiggle out of jail time. But John Edwards, could there be a lower snake? You saw him on the campaign trail, and that, aw, shucks, and I came from nothing, and then I became a lawyer, and I pulled myself up from my bootstraps, and, geez, I'm such a good guy, and I want to help the poor people in this country. And his wife was riddled with cancer, and she's on the campaign trail. And you know the story by now. She had breast cancer, and she died from breast cancer in December of 2010. Now, what's happening in the Edwards case, and they're trying to nail him for campaign fraud, is every day there's a new twist in the soap opera, really through the witnesses that are being called by the prosecution. So her best friend, a woman named Jennifer Palmieri, just wept. I mean, just the floodgates flew open. And in fact, she was friends with Elizabeth Edwards, but she was a former campaign spokeswoman for John Edwards, and she was very emotional. She talked about how Elizabeth Edwards died, really, with emotional wounds left because of her cheating husband, and talked about the fact that she cut off communications with John Edwards after he ignored all those appeals to tell the truth about his affair with the videographer Ryle Hunter. So what she ultimately said, if you were going to pluck something out of this drama, she said, I believe that John was continuing to lie. He was trying to drag me into that. I just didn't want to be part of it. So she cut off her communications. And she said that, she was concerned that when she died, there wouldn't be a man around that loved her, saying Elizabeth Edwards was just so her heart was broken in half after all this nonsense. So the upshot is, this is all leading to the drama that could be the undoing of John Edwards. He's pleaded not guilty to 6 counts related to campaign finance violations. He faces up to 30 years in prison and $1.5 million in fines if he's convicted on all counts. Edwards, during this testimony, just buried his head in his hands. And obviously, this is crazy stuff, and this is what you get when you're John Edwards and you can't keep it zipped, if you know what I mean, and you decide you're going to do everything you can to help the mistress, and then you're going to lie about it because you still want to keep running for president, but the National Enquirer, of all the rags, has nailed you with this love child. So give me a break. That is the ultimate Hall of Shame for John Edwards, and there's something wrong with the justice system if they can't nail this case shut. I'm telling you, something wrong with it. All right, this is sad stuff, and I feel like we need to talk about it, because you had helicopters that spotted the wreckage of this Russian-made passenger plane that was found on the side of a mountain on last week, after disappeared during a demonstration flight in Indonesia. There were 47 people on board, so they were demoing this plane, and family members were desperate for anything, thinking that maybe they'd be alive, whatever. But clearly, the wreckage is unbelievable. It's just a sea of, it looks like a model plane that just smashed in half. I mean, there's no way that there are passengers that are alive in that. How could there be? And it's the Sukhoi Superjet 100. It's Russia's first new passenger jet since the fall of the Soviet Union 2 decades ago. You know, that's why it's significant, really, to talk about it. I didn't even realize that till I started to look at the story closer. And so this was really a huge, huge deal. You had potential buyers. You had journalists who were on board the flight. They were taking the flight. And what happened is the jet dropped off the radar 21 minutes into the flight after the crew asked the air traffic control for permission to drop from 10,000 feet to 6,000. They didn't explain why they were changing the course, why that was happening. It was drizzling, but it wasn't crazy storm. A lot of mist, though. There was no signs that they were in trouble. About 800 people, soldiers, police, were all part of this search and rescue deal. The weather was pretty clear on Thursday, and they were doing whatever they could with the, because it's the mountain that we're talking about. 4 helicopters were carrying aerial surveys to see if they could figure out where it might have gone down. You got to remember, when you think of flying, Russia's aerospace industry certainly undermined in all the turmoil with the collapse of the Soviet Union in the early 90s. So the Superjet was developed by a civil aircraft division and of that company, and with the cooperation of a lot of Western folks, was considered to be really Russia's best chance to regain some kind of a foothold in international passenger planes, that this would have been huge for them. And the Welcome Asia Tour, what the idea was, they would stop in Pakistan, Myanmar, Kazakhstan, and they were going to try to drum up support. And they were getting a lot of people who were interested in it, but certainly this is going to be a huge blow to that. Awful. I mean, awful that it went down. And a Superjet would hold maybe up to 95 people, similar to the Bombardier planes that they have, Canada has, and a plane that I've flown a lot. Brazil has the Embraer, and I love that plane. There's something about it, the comfort of it, the way it flies, I don't know, but I like that. And so this is very similar to that. We have those in the United States, the Brazilian jets, of course, and the Canadian jets. So the Superjet was billed to be the same thing, and it had a really cheap tag on it. Imagine $35 million. And they had gotten a bunch of orders, like 170 orders, so it was looking pretty good. You have to think that this is going to really, really tank this, because now the people that were involved in plans are waiting to see what the investigation, you know, shows. Is it going to be the problem was with mechanical or pilot error? So they're going to wait before they make any final decisions. So really a huge, sad for the people, certainly the families, but a huge blow to that industry, what could have been really huge, unless they decide, you know, who knows what they'll say and what comes out of it. Will they say maybe it's a pilot error, which would change things if it wasn't mechanical? All right, coming up on America Tonight, as we head for the exits, we're going to mix it up and give you a little mailbag stuff, because, as I said, the mailbag was just overflowing. So I'm hitting the snail mail next here on ATN.
Help Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn on music.
All right, we're going to head to the mailbag in just a second here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Or you can still give us a buzz, 855-266-KATE. The do or the don't, I guess which team are you on, Romney or Obama, because that's what it's really down to. But how much does the gay marriage play into your top five issues you think are the most important in this upcoming election? That's even the bigger question for me, and it's still ultimately up to the states at this point. I said that we have this Press 4 app that you can download if you have an iPhone or any other kind of phone you have. Just go to americatonight.net. You'll see it. It's clearly there on the front page above me and below me. Believe me, my friend Greg beat me up about it, so you've got two ways to do this thing. And the important deal here is you can communicate with the show this way. So we have contests. We've got emails. You could just call when I give out the number and people are fumbling and they can't remember the number, and I'm getting that from people because they were used to a certain phone number and we switched. It's not that big of a deal. I know you can do it. I know you can memorize it. But if you had Press 4, all you'd have to do is say America Tonight Call and you'd be in. But the key thing is get the Press 4 app. They're not going to send you a bunch of spam or anything. It's all what you want to do with it, so you won't get any of that. If you sign up for it, you could get an iPhone or $199 if you don't or if you're stuck in a phone contract. But, you know, basically, wouldn't you want the iPhone? I think that's pretty cool. And I have an iPhone, and I really, really use it a ton, I'm telling you. So, and it was a company thing. Somebody got it for me. Otherwise, I don't know that I would have gotten the iPhone. If you go to the website, americatonight.net, I'm holding up the app right now. By the way, Jack from Down Under, we're sorry about that. Our poor friend Jack Alexander, he was desperate to download the app and said he was told he couldn't do it because he's in Australia. He's not in the United States. So there you go. So all you have to do is you get the Press 4 deal, and then they'll ask you a keyword, say America Tonight Contest, and then you'll be entered in the contest. I really want somebody to win, like Highlights, like Invisible, like Jack, not from Down Under, the other Jack in Austin, because he's not eligible. So don't wait. Get off your hindquarters and do it before it's too late. We're only doing it for 2 weeks, and then you'll have this cool tool that we can use for other contests and whatnot, too. All right, enough about that. Quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Woo! Oh, relief. I love hearing Homer Simpson. I know. It never gets old for me. It never, ever gets old. All right, here's our first one out of the gate, and this one comes to us from Grumpy. Grumpy says, "Hello, America, tonight." You know why my nickname is Grumpy? Because I am sick of all the nonsense that's going on in this great country. I don't understand, Kate, why we hear from the president's minions that all these jobs have been created and the stimulus really is working and health care is really a great thing. You just wait as it keeps being meted out. Things will get better in this country, but yet my premiums double. There are no jobs in my field, which is construction. I do have a degree, but I also had a construction company, and I see it crumble around me because who's building anything, at least in my neck of the woods, as you would say. So somehow I believe that at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they are spinning fairy tales, or they just don't understand what is happening with the common man. Grumpy. That's very clever. One of the best that I've seen. Here's from Gogo. Gogo, listening to us, I believe, in Ottumwa, Iowa, says, America Tonight. Tell you what, a lot of us are listening to you in Iowa. And the feeling here is, while Mitt Romney wasn't my number one choice or anybody in my group's choice, we don't exactly dislike Mitt Romney, but we absolutely don't want 4 more years of Obama. When you talk about the polls, I love it, sister, because we like to hear what's going on. So don't back off the polls. Any polls that you get, please tell us what the polls say so we can keep up with it. Yeah, the polls now, you know, we're far out from November. What happens is that huge ramp up that you ultimately get when you're getting closer to Tampa, which is where the Republicans will be, and Charlotte, which is where the Democrats will be, and then before you know it, you're into October, and then it's November, and then it's the elections here. And I'll tell you, I really have, it's like when you walk by a snow globe and you can't help it, and especially one that's right there, easy for you to grab. And it looks good, you know. You would just want to grab it. You shake it. It's just a force of habit thing. You shake the snow globe. Well, I am shaking every snow globe, if you're getting the metaphor, that I know in Washington to get a real sense of what is happening so far as Romney making the run against an incumbent president who definitely has some of the best people running his campaign and is popular among a lot of people. Or is he popular? And what I keep getting, the honest answer I really get from Republican strategists and some Democratic strategists, even though they're supposed to tow the company line, they're not towing the company line. And I'm getting the sense, and have asked for the percentages, just to go with somebody's gut feeling, somebody who knows what's happening on the ground, because this is all they do, night and day, and have done it forever. And the feeling is it's much more 50-50 than you would believe, than you would be led to believe. Because a lot of people feel like that, certainly have called this show or sent me notes, feel like, geez, is it in the bag already for Obama? And the answer is not necessarily. You keep coming back to Jimmy Carter and Jimmy Carter thinking, oh, Reagan is, he was just an actor. And then Reagan, of course, ended up winning. And the Carter people did not expect that. But Carter is a lot different from Obama and what's happened with Obama. So I think it's, even though people are trying to make that comparison for me, I think it's a little bit of a stretch. Now, there are a few other options that are floating around, including Ron Paul. A lot of people are hoping that he would just flat out go independent. I think really with Ron Paul, it's going to be more about the message. As he gets some momentum on the floor at the convention, that's what it'll be about. Pushing smaller government, pushing, busting up the nonsense of the crazy deficit and wild spending, talking about our monetary system and the mafia-like pull that the Federal Reserve has had on us with what they're calling quantitative easing, which means pumping money into the economy but not being accountable for where that money ends up and not knowing where it is. So because you asked for a poll, I have a poll for you. The Rasmussen survey of a hypothetical three-way race for the White House shows Mitt Romney with 44%, President Obama with 39%, and check it out, Ron Paul with 13% of the vote. Now, Ron Paul hasn't pulled out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination, but his chances of actually getting the nomination, we know, are very, very remote because of the amount of delegates, the count of the delegates that Mitt Romney already has. Well, will the Texas congressman do an independent move? Will he really surprise us and become the independent candidate? And would it help Mitt Romney? If you believe the Rasmussen numbers, would the election be held tomorrow, then it would certainly go in the favor of Mitt Romney. Or will this pull away from Romney? That probably would be the big question. And he has not said that he's going to do that, by the way. He's not said that he's going to do that. All right, one last one. I'm going to really try to squeeze this in. And this comes to us from Bilboa. I get the reference. Bilboa says, where am I living? I don't understand, Kate. Sheriff Joe, you've had him on the show before. Why are they trying to hang this guy? The Justice Department has other things to do. Instead, they're going to sue Sheriff Joe over alleged racial profiling. I thought he was rounding up the bad guys because the feds were afraid to do it.